You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. So, what's it like to be a business owner who's part of the gentrifying forces in Highland Park? For this independent business owner, she says it's a mixed bag.
We were having a reading here, three women reading fiction, and we looked out and there was like this huge group of people shouting and like standing right there in front of the window. And I was like, what is that all about? I saw like some signs, like, so I went out and somebody's like, oh, they're protesting gentrification and all that stuff. I was kind of upset by it. I'm like, but they were yelling and then they kind of stopped and it looked like they were looking in and then they moved on. My name is Jen Hitchcock and we are at my bookshop, Book Show, and I share the space with a tarot card reader named Madame Pamita. So it's Book Show and Parlor of Wonders. I opened up November 1st, 2014, so 32 days ago. Yeah, I'm my only employee. Yeah, it's just me. The rent is still, I think it's just on the, it's at the top end of affordable for us. I don't have the money or the big resources to seek out where is the next up and coming neighborhood. Like, I have to hit the ground running, so it's like, I don't have that luxury of being like, oh, I guess this isn't the right neighborhood. You know, I couldn't do that. I mean, people have compared this area right now, at this point in time, to the way Silver Lake was in the 90s. It still has a little, it has edge, it has a lot of families, it has diversity, and it has new businesses coming in. You can feel it, that there's something going on here. And it's not just the new people coming in. It's the people who have lived here forever. So this is one of my favorites right here because it's a book called Strange ESP, and it's all about bizarre tales of ESP. I had it on the shelves for a while, and I was just like, oh, it's just a funky, cool cover. And then one day I just happened to be looking at it, and I looked a little closer, and in tiny letters on the cover it said, bullshit. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I flipped through it, and I noticed that this person wrote, they really had a big problem with this book. And they wrote after every chapter just about, they wrote, baloney. And then after one, nonsense, bullshit, more bullshit, you know, just baloney. But they read the whole entire book because there's notes throughout. Or nonsense, more nonsense. I have a lot of fun just imagining what this person looks like, how old they are. That's what I love about books because there's just layers of stories in them. And as the older they get, the more stories there are. So I actually pulled it off the shelves and I'm keeping it because I just love it so much. So I want to know what people want and why. Like one woman came in the other day and they wanted women of color, like zines with that as the subject, women of color, any kind. And I have a few, but I can certainly have more. I'm not a sledgehammer. I'm not going to be like, this is going to be the neighborhood. This is going to be the neighborhood. We're going to bring all the things that will make a neighborhood, how we envision it. Like, I don't want to construct a neighborhood. I want to become a part of it. I hope I'm not a gentrifier. I don't think of myself as one. I don't want to be.